And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital CEO Don Robbins and General Surgeon Ann Barnwell Grace. And folks, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Arvin?
Appreciate you both coming out here this morning. Of course, Don, you were out here just a couple of days ago. We were talking about the precautions and steps that the hospital is taking with the COVID-19 virus. How's that been going so far?
It's been going well. I've been very happy with how the community has responded. I think people realize that it's our social responsibility to take this very seriously and limit your access or coming into the hospital as much as possible. And something I did not mention the other day when we were on that I needed to and quite frankly just forgot was the fact that, you know, we do have people that come out to try to pay bills and things out at the hospital. And again, we're trying to really limit. Of course, we'd love for you to come and pay your bill.
But at
the same time, we want to make sure that you're safe and it keeps our teammates safe and everything. So if able, folks can definitely pay their bill by sending it in through the mail. Or if you would like to call the hospital and talk to somebody in our billing department, they can walk you through the steps to pay it with a credit card if you like or what have you. They can certainly call the hospital at 618-943-1000 and ask for the billing department to have that done. But overall, the rest of it is going well. It's very eerily quiet at the hospital right now, it seems like, with fewer people in the hallways and things. But again, that's to promote the social distancing that's necessary, and I'm encouraged by what I've been seeing around the community, people not getting together in groups, and I can't stress that enough. I know that people have birthday parties and welcome home parties and different things going on right now that it is wise not to gather in groups greater than 10, and if you are in a group greater than 10, be at least 6 feet apart from each other and use common sense when it comes to sneezing or blowing your nose or coughing or what have you. You know, cough into your elbow, use a tissue or what have you. No shaking of hands, things like that. They're encouraging now what they call elbow pumps by touching elbows, not even doing a fist pump anymore. So just using that common sense, I think, is really going to make an impact on how we curb the virus getting mm-hmm. spread.
Yeah, and we were talking, everything is fluid right now with this virus, so we certainly appreciate, Don, the steps you folks are taking and joining us and updating us on that. Also being joined by General Surgeon Ann Barnwell Grace. And Doctor, first of all, we were introduced to you back in November. How's the transition to Lawrence County gone so far?
Very well, very well. This is quite a warm and welcoming community.
Yes, it is. Very glad to have you out here. Something that we don't want to give a short change to, obviously very important, not in the news right now, obviously, but it should always be something on our minds, that March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and certainly the bad news is the numbers seem to be on the rise. From everything I've seen, it seems to be on the rise. Seems to be, I don't know how common it is, but it's certainly curable, treatable. But yes. Obviously getting out in front of it's very important with screenings, right?
That is right. Well, you know, the numbers vary, but we're still seeing between 150 and 200,000 new cases every mm-hmm. year. And, you know, I've been in this fight for almost 3 decades now. I will tell you that more people are aware, more people are getting screened. The screening is now a covered service. You know, that took a long time, I think, to come about. But the thing that is most concerning is the age that this is being seen is decreasing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it used to be we would tell people your risk goes up after 50, and that's why we want you to start getting screened at 50, and that is still the recommendation.
Okay.
The recommendation is to be screened at 50, and it's a test that you should expect to have a few times, you know, after that, not just once,
mm-hmm.
Because the trends were that your risk would continue to increase as you got older. Now we're seeing it younger than 40. And some of the newest information suggests that people born in 1990 and they have twice the risk
wow.
of developing colorectal cancer as someone born in the 50s. So we're not sure why that trend, but this is a new trend. I know, you know, I'm hopeful that the screening being covered for a younger age group is going to come about sooner rather than later. Traditionally, in younger people, you didn't have such a high suspicion that the same symptoms that a younger person had as an older person would suggest that they had colon cancer. So a lot of times they weren't diagnosed till very late, and it seems to be a more aggressive type of colon cancer. But doctors now have a higher index of suspicion, and anyone who comes in with the types of complaints that that are common for that, we know to screen them. Screening has become a little easier. There's a new test out that detects the DNA of the cells that I'd say the defective DNA, which is how this whole thing starts. It can detect that, and it's a non-invasive test. However, it is not as sensitive or specific or therapeutic like the colonoscopy, which is still the gold standard.
Okay. You touched on the symptoms. Can you touch on those, what symptoms we should kind of keep an eye out for?
Well, you know, when I was young, I used to hear about questions about early warning signs for colorectal cancer, and I don't really think such a thing exists.
Oh,
because
okay.
By the time you get the signs and symptoms, it can be late in the game.
Oh,
but
okay.
So we always said, so get screened.
Yes.
But now that we are faced with this new development, we do have to talk about that. And abdominal pain, rectal bleeding, change in the caliber of stools. Now, these aren't, it doesn't mean that you have colon cancer if you have these. But if you do have them, you should definitely be seeing your health care provider to let them investigate and see whether or not that is what's going on. And, people don't like rectal exams, but a rectal exam can save your life.
Sure.
A lot of these, most of the cancers we're seeing in these age groups are rectal cancer, and a lot of them in the lower rectum can be detected with a rectal exam. So it is a very important part of a physical examination.
Well, I kind of laugh at that only because we always get a little squeamish about having something done. I'm thinking, well, it's no picnic for the doctor either, but you need to have it done. I mean, you're not exactly jumping for joy. I mean, I've heard that something you can do ahead of time, obviously the screening's the most important. I've heard a healthy lifestyle and diet can help against that. Is that true?
Absolutely
okay.
True. Diets high in fat, we know how significant in this disease. So you want to try to avoid, a lot of red meat, a lot of fried foods. They definitely have an influence. Obesity, people who have diabetes are at greater risk, and, their outcome is affected by the fact that they have diabetes. There are some, if your parent, your sister or brother, your child has had colon cancer, then you are at a significant risk, and your screening should be done earlier than the average person. So what they say is that if your parent had colon cancer at 50, then you should start your screening at 40. It should be 10 years prior to the age that your first degree relative was when they were diagnosed. So lifestyle, smoking, obesity, high fat intake, sedentary lifestyle, these are all things that put you at increased risk.
Okay, something to keep an eye on. Again, screening the most important thing. So somebody's listening right now, then they're saying, okay, I need to schedule something right now. What's the best way we go about getting this started, the screening process?
Well, we have to put a little check by that right now.
Right.
Because we are not scheduling any elective procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And unless someone is having active bleeding or something that appears to be life-threatening, we would not be scheduling any colonoscopies. But the service is available at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And it all depends on your coverage. It's a covered service for Medicare patients, and with the private insurances, I think each one kind of varies, but it is a covered service for most people at the age that is considered, acceptable for that.
Okay. Well, certainly something that we should keep in mind. Now, you know, I know what's going on right now, but certainly we don't want to forget about this. It is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. I'm sorry. Don Robbins, the CEO of Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, General Surgeon Dr. N. Barnwell Grayson. Folks, certainly appreciate you both joining and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and stay well.